Ladies and gentlemen, ensuring universal access to quality education represents one of the top priorities of the Government of Georgia. Current strategy of education and science recognize the responsibility of the ministry to develop inclusive education and support the right to education for all. With the aim to ensure access of free of charge quality preschool and general education as the most important prerequisite for the further successful development of each individual, the ministry is driven by the principle of inclusiveness and quality. The ministry implements the program on the second opportunity at receiving education through social inclusion. It targets street children, Roma, repatriates, and masks who don't have Georgian citizens, children, youth, students with disabilities, special educational needs, and students who belong to other vulnerable groups. The law of Georgia of general education was harmonized with the Convention on the Right of People with Disability education-related provisions. It introduced the terms of inclusive education, people with special education needs, and individual curricula. According to legislation amendment, teacher should consider special education during the teaching process. The law also introduced definition of special teacher and his or her responsibilities. Guided by the overachieving obligation to provide uninterrupted and quality education services for students throughout Georgia, the ministry has developed various response mechanisms and tools to ease the negative impact to the pandemic. Georgia's effort to success we acknowledge and highly prized by the international community like OECD, Microsoft Corporation, and UNICEF. After the new law on vocational education enters force, links were established between a vocational institution and other level of education and the process of integrating secondary education into vocational education has begun. Bearing in mind the principle of inclusiveness, a variety of services like sign language interpreters, support staff, inclusive education specialists, individual assistants, and etc. were introduced in public vocational institutions. Special trainers for teachers were also planned and implemented. In order to ensure access to higher education, the ministry implemented the Student Social Support Program. It means of which representatives of various vulnerable groups are financed by the state. In 2019 program on preparation for post-school education for people living on the occupied territories were launched, ensuring the right of higher education for people of Georgia's occupied territories. Ethnic minorities have access to education at all levels, preschool, general, and higher education level. In their native languages, there are 207 non-Georgian public schools and 84 non-Georgian sector at schools in Georgia. The ministry implements to support program for non-Georgian language schools. It means objective is to enhance to professional development of teachers and facilities education of non-Georgian schools located in the region densely popular by minorities. The national curriculum and textbooks were translated into the languages of main ethnic minorities. The language teaching standards are approved for small ethnic minorities and teaching is provided upon request. Bilingual programs will be implemented in non-Georgian schools. The select of bilingual teachers is ongoing. Selected candidates will teach in non-Georgian schools. The ministry implements 1+4 program that provides simplified enrollment procedures at higher education institutions for representatives of ethnic minorities. The program is very popular among the minority youth. I would like to thank you and wish you health and success.